This is Vision View Sports Radio.
Are the ladies from the Falco Rugby Union. Ladies, your names are, please introduce yourselves.
I'm Lucretia Ogump. I am the coordinator, the female coordinator of rugby for the Falcons.
Super.
My name is Pulani Mutlong. I'm the head coach at Gauteng Rugby Women Institute and also at Falco Rugby Union.
Ladies, congratulations. How does it feel to be recognized and awarded at the inaugural Gauteng Women's Sports Awards, which means that forever and ever in history, we're going to know about Falco Rugby Union?
Most definitely. It's such an honor to be standing here and to be awarded for your passion that you are doing, and really to go and find those females in the rough and shaping them into diamonds to shine all night. For us, it's really a passion and such a humble experience to actually be rewarded for our passion. And it's not an easy journey. It's definitely not an easy journey. A lot of challenges. And with Gauteng Women's Rugby Institute that we just started, how amazing is that? Lots of challenges. We are really encouraging the community out there to come and look at us. We're inviting big companies to come and see how these women from out of South Africa like really just shines, and to see their drive. So yes, it's really a humble experience. Thank you.
Those private companies are certainly going to be coming with their checkbooks now that you are award winners. Can you elaborate more on this institution that you started this year?
So basically we have girls from around Ekurhuleni and other provinces, but the first preference was Ekurhuleni. So what we basically did, it's the 24 hours we stay there, we live together, we eat together, so
nice.
We always together. So it's because some of the girls, you know that about the GBV, so it helps a lot because we have different ladies who stays there, who have experienced that also. So what we do there, we support them, and we have our life coach here. I'm the head coach at the institute. So it's very challenging when you speak to somebody who has a very like critical background. Yeah, it's very emotional. So we need all the support that we can from the companies, from the medical side, everything that can be.
And you know what the cool thing is also is that you are really taking that moniker that sports can be a change in your life, and you're using it as almost a therapeutic method when you go through in this institute. I think this is really, really great. And touching on those tough social issues that we have in the country, like GBV.
Most definitely. And the thing is, why rugby? Rugby because it doesn't matter in what shape or size you are, you can play
That's
rugby.
True.
You don't need
That's
to be thin.
True.
You don't need to be, kind of strong.
Anyone There's, can go scoop
there
skipping donor.
There we go. There we go. And you know what? It's such a touching and life lessons for myself. And the thing is, doesn't matter what tackle you go through. I mean, you stand up in life. And no matter what your background is, you stand up and you complete the journey. And especially for our gender-based violence, I mean, these ladies really have been through so many instances, cases. And to see them actually, to see that there's life beyond that, it is such a testimony in so many lives. And that's why we encourage companies, come and see these girls. Come and talk to these girls. It's amazing.
So also, what is very special about Falco Rugby Union?
Falco Rugby Union is very special because we go to the townships and we develop ladies and the younger kids. Boys also are also developed.
Nice.
The program is called VUKA. I don't know if you have heard about it.
Yeah, and I do know VUKA very well.
High school, so since we have we don't have like little girls that are playing at high school, that program is also involves ladies. So after high school, they can come to us, Gauteng Women's Rugby Institute.
You know what, ladies? I've got a little lady at home. She's 6 years old, and she is struggling with sports. And after a while, it's so weird because her mother works in sports, but she really doesn't have that sporting bug. And the other day, I was watching Chasing the Sun with her, and she was on some, "Mama, do ladies play rugby? I'm like, of course, yes, Dollface, they do. So now that I've met you ladies, I wish I could pack you up, put you in the boot and take you home and say, look at these wonderful stars. They even won awards tonight because they are so cool. Ladies, thank you for bringing back the cool in sports. Thank you for showing us that you certainly can overcome whatever challenge you do have through sports. And I'm really, really proud of you guys this evening. And you know what? Bring the checkbooks. Bring the checkbooks. Valka Rugby Union. Ladies, congratulations for your award.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
A 360-degree view on sports.